That is Fresh Air this afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on listener-supported 90.5 WCBE-FM and HD Columbus and online at WCBE.org. We're happy to have Christy Rose and Fats Kaplan here together. Welcome to WCBE.
Well, thank you. We're glad to be here in Columbus.
Yeah, and tonight they're over at Natalie's. We have some more tickets to give away, as well as Fats Kaplan plays The Fat Man Cometh and World of Wonder. We'll talk about you release some more of these CDs, right?
Well, we have that's two CDs that were done, and they're put out together as one because they went out of print long ago, and we have a new project that we just started coming out. We're carrying with us. It's not even out yet, so we got a couple of CDRs made for
it. We have some advanced copies of a brand new CD that we'll have coming out in the next couple months. The one that you have there is Fats Kaplan. It's mostly instrumental, though not all. It's a double CD, and it's the deluxe edition.
Gotcha.
That's right. Deluxe.
And we'll have a copy to give away.
That's right.
Along
That's
with a pair
right.
of tickets for tonight's show. I believe it starts at 8 o'clock tonight. And details online at nataliescoldfirepizza.com. We'll chat more after this first song that they warm us up with. What's this one you're going to do?
This song is a song we wrote. It's called How Many Chances? Got nine lives, ain't used them all. Long as he got one, why should he fret? How many chances does one man get? How many chances does one man get? How does he know if he's used them yet? How many times is he willing? How many chances does one man get? The stakes are raised, he wants to play. Ain't holding nothing, bluffs anyway. Puts on his poker face and tries not to sweat. 'Cause how many chances does one man get? Chances does one man get? And how does he know if he's used them yet? How many times is he willing to bet? Oh, how many chances does one man get? Put a bullet into my gun. Why are you so nervous? There's only one. You play with love, it's Russian roulette. And how many chances does one man get? How many chances does one man get? How does he know if he's used them yet? Chances does one man get? How many chances?
it's Christy. Christy Rose and Fats Kaplan together. How many chances? Now, is that the new one of the new tracks?
That is on, yes, it is one of the new tracks. It is on the upcoming release, of which we have advanced copies with us that will be available tonight with beautiful hand lettering on the cardboard cover done by Fats Kaplan.
Very nice.
Thank you.
That's your cottage industry there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's the husband and wife duo, I might add.
Oh, yes, still.
Well, that's good.
Still.
Right.
Still, even after riding around in the Honda.
For
however many days straight now.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, tell us, I know you've come from, you know, two different, very different places, Southern Illinois and a place called Little Egypt, and Fats from the west side of Manhattan. I know, doing musical things for quite
ever.
A few years or ever.
For quite ever.
Yeah.
Was it at a music event where you two crossed paths for the first time or something completely different?
Okay. May I tell?
Certainly.
Okay. We met. Fats and I moved to Nashville, Tennessee, which is where we're still based. We still live there. Only about 6 months from each other. And we knew of each other. We had both been in different bands and on Rounder Records at the same times. However, we met at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, Tennessee. As we say, oh my gosh, could there be anything more cliche than that? To have met at the Bluebird in Nashville.
But we did. But
we did. He was playing with, the Mavericks had just been signed, and they were doing a showcase or something there. And I had that first, you know, major label release. And I looked up on the stage and I thought, I recognize the four guys. Who's that extra guy? He looks so familiar. But I didn't say to myself, it's your future husband.
Right.
But
what
it was.
What did you say to yourself?
I said, golly gosh,
who is that extra guy on stage?
I said, but he also recognized me in the audience. And immediately we went, oh, yes, yes, of course. And the rest, as they say, is history.
So who were you playing with, Fats, at that night? Do you remember who else
the
was
Mavericks.
On? The Mavericks were... The band.
Yeah, the Mavericks were the band.
Oh, and
it
playing.
Was there was when they were I played with them for a number of months, and they were kind of transitioning between guitar players and what was going on and this and that. So I did playing pedal steel and fiddle with them for a number of months. Went to Europe actually with them and came back, but they were kind of zigzagging around. It's before they became really really started establishing what they were doing.
Big fans of the Mavericks here.
Yeah. So
Raul
are we.
Mal, yeah.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So are we and Raul. Mm-hmm. And you know, all the guys have known him a long time.
That's so cool. And, of course, you
played with
so many.
As a matter of fact, Paul Deacon lived above me in an apartment right above me.
In Nashville?
In Nashville. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How cliche is... how cliche is that?
It's Christy Rose and Fats Kaplan joining us live from Studio A. A lot of fun this afternoon, and the show is tonight.
It is starts at 8, right?
Does start at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
And we'll give a CD, a deluxe CD away.
That's right.
After
it's
this
deluxe.
Next song. Very deluxe. And we'll give it away after they play this next song for us. What you gonna do?
Okay, well, this is a song Mr. Fats here got out his fiddle. You know, Fats is very well known, very renowned, actually, as a multi-instrumentalist, has played with and recorded with thousands of people. Just got off the road with Jack White, being out with Jack for a couple years. Recorded with Beck, Tanarawin, Elvis Costello, Kevin Welch, Kieran Kane, Christy Rose, and I mean, just Paul Birch. I mean, thousands of people. So he brings on the road, though it's just the two of us, he brings multiple instruments. And on this song, he's going to be playing fiddle. I'm going to be singing, so it's just fiddle and vocal, and it's called Rise and Shine. Wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get up, get out of bed. Life is short and you don't want to throw it away. Come on, that sun, it's getting high. This is not the time to lullaby. It's time to greet the world and face a brand new day. Come on, baby, stop your stalling. Coffee's brewed and nature's calling. Are you gonna sleep your life away? Early to bed and then to rise, it makes a man rich and strong and wise and helps to keep his woman happy in every way. All right, Fats. ¶¶ bright-eyed, I'm bushy-tailed. Don't you want to come outside and play? All right, I dig your point of view. There's a lot of things we could do. Never even have to face the light of day. Go, fat man, go. Things we could do and never even have to face the light of day. So come on, boy, let's take one more roll. Roll.
Shine. It is Christy Rose and husband Fats Kaplan together here today live from Studio A. And they'll perform tonight. 8 o'clock is the showtime over at Natalie's. Natalie'sCoalFiredPizza.com is the website for details. And right now we're going to do that deluxe edition, a 2-CD set and bonus tracks from Fats Kaplan right now. We'll take caller number 5 at 821-9223, 821-WCBE. Christy, some power pipes. Were there, you've got those great. Who would you sing along to growing up when you started singing and knew you had
a voice?
Well,
you know, people have always asked me. I don't remember a time in my life as a little girl, as a child, as a toddler, whatever, not thinking that I could sing. And I believe that the whole reason I can sing is because basically from birth, people were telling me I could. I don't know. I guess my mother must just have wanted me to or something. When I was really little, I sang along to the records that my mother had mm-hmm. and that she would encourage me to. And she played the piano and I would sing and, do everything from just, you know, what was pop music and show tunes. And my mother was not a singer, but my mother in the 1950s had been a disc jockey. Her name was Doreen and she had a program called A Date with Doreen. So there was always a lot of those elements in the family, even though my father was a farmer, okay. You know, so it was kind of this crazy mishmash, my family, but it worked very well.
And Fats, what about when you were growing up?
I grew up in Manhattan, and I grew up in a small family of artists, like kind of a bohemian art scene. And but I got into folk music scene that was happening in New York City in the 1960s and in that's really was it. It was like Pete Seeger, New Lost City Ramblers, Dave Van Ronk, Jim Queskin. Nice. And that was when I started listening heavily to that when I was, you know, young. I mean, fairly young, 10, 11, 12, you know, and started playing banjo and then fiddle. Uh-huh. And then I realized at the Lincoln Center Library that you could walk down to from my apartment, I suddenly realized that there was all of these 78s were being reissued on County and then there would be the Folkways records, and I was completely absorbed into the world of old 78s and listening to that, and that's really how I started playing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we're thrilled to have you both here today. We really want to thank you.
Delighted to be here.
It's really lovely.
Thank you.
We've always had a great time in Columbus.
Oh, good. Well,
and I've only played here once before. Fats has been here numerous times. Mm-hmm. Once with me, most recently with Jack.
Yep.
Numerous times with Kevin Welch and Kieran Kane. And both Bob Teague and Alec Whiteman have always been just great to us. So we thank them, and we thank you all for having us here.
Absolutely. We really appreciate you taking the time. And be on the lookout. Well, you have the special advanced copy of their new one tonight.
That's right.
Look out.
We won't call it deluxe, but...
Not yet.
No. Not yet.
All right. You know. Well, thank you again. And we'll do a ticket giveaway and a deluxe CD giveaway after the song that they take us out with. Thank you again. What are you going to wrap us up with?
This is a song that is about love, obsession, and that razor-thin line that runs right in between. It's called Come Back Tomorrow. Oh, hi, it's you. God, you got it so quick, like what you do. Drive like a demon to be with me. What you think you'd find me out of my mind? Crawling out there on that ledge, and that you'd have to pull me in. Think again. There's only room out here for one of me. Hey, I don't want you. Back tomorrow, maybe I feel differently, and we can go downtown, take a look around. You could buy me something really pretty and expensive too, something really cool, big enough to fill this hole they tell me I got in my soul. What do they know? How dare you try and buy me anyway when I don't want. Maybe I'd feel differently if we were someplace else, someplace far away. Maybe someplace tropical, yeah, the sun beats down and it'll melt my heart. Right now I've got so much to do and there's a little time. Get out of here. Why is it that I must keep telling you that I don't want you? Back tomorrow. You.